461. I'd like us just to pray for at the beginning. I received a text this morning of someone back home in Williamsburg asked for prayer for a friend that is having open heart surgery tomorrow, or heart surgery tomorrow, and just asked that we would bring this man to the throne of grace. His name is Frank. God knows all about him. I don't know him, but God knows him. God made him. God loves him. And God is desiring him to turn to him, to come to him, if he hasn't already. And so, Lord, I pray for Frank. Dear God, you know all about him. You know his need, dear God, his physical need. Lord, you know all about his spiritual need. I pray that you would just draw him to yourself, that you would touch his heart, Lord, and heal his physical heart, Lord, and watch over him, Lord, as he has this operation, this surgery. Lord, we commit him to you. May he experience your presence and your peace. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Again, you are the great physician, Lord, and you invite us to come. You say, bring them to me. And so we bring him to you. And we ask you to lay your hand upon Frank this day. I ask this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a woman that was very faithful in our church for many years. And maybe it's now 2 years ago, she moved away to be closer to her family. And And recently her son got in touch with me and said she was in a nursing home or recovering from being in the hospital. She had fallen. And I got a call just before. I was sitting here, actually, and the call came in, and I didn't recognize the number. I didn't take it. But her name is Eva Gines, and I just like to pray for her. A dear, dear sister in God, so faithful to God's house, a real prayer warrior. And I don't say that to, you know, that's, we don't get credit with God because we're prayer warriors. But she's an example to us. She was an example to me of just loving the Lord and allowing God to speak into her heart. And so, dear God, you know all about our sister Eva. So how they just bring her to you. I know that she belongs to you and that she loves you and that you love her. And so I find comfort. We find comfort in that, Lord, that Father knows. And Lord, you've promised in old age to carry us. Carry us in your arms. And so, Lord, just be with our sister this day. Thank you for helping her. Thank you for touching her. Thank you for the good report. But Lord, you know what you want to do, all that you want to do for her. And so, Jesus, just stretch out your hand even now, Lord. Fill her with your joy and your peace, dear God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I praise him because he's appointed a place where someday through faith in his wonderful grace, I know I shall see him, shall look on his face, for he is so precious to me. May God fill us with that hope that one day we will see him face to face. Hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse. I praise him because he appointed a place where someday through faith in his wonderful grace, I know shall see him, shall look on his face, for he is so precious to me, for he is so precious to me, for he is so precious to me. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
precious name. Oh, how sweet, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy.
Number 20. We can stand as we sing. Number 20 in the camp book.
Oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh joy supremely sweet. Oh,
I have a little story too. But I can remember this was one of Uncle Edwin's, I don't know if he had favorite songs, but this was a song that he wanted you to know before you left Pilgrim Camp. We had to sing this song at least once. Because this, to him, was the essence of a walk with God, of what it meant to be a Christian. You know, we talk about the deeper life. Well, you've heard that expression, the deeper life. Maybe we don't talk about it, but you've heard the expression, the deeper life. And there are different, and don't Google it because it's just not, but the deeper life is really a walk with Jesus moment by moment, day by day, a companionship, a friendship. And I think that's really the, if I could say, the goal of true religion. True religion, not man's religion, God's religion, is that he desires to be your friend. He saves us, he sets us free, so that we can enter into a fellowship with him. And you can trace that thought from the very beginning. God created man and woman, put them in the garden, and what did he do at the cool of the day? What did he do? He came down and he wanted to talk with them. And walk with them. Adam, where are you? And it's our sin that broke that fellowship. And God wants to restore that, and he has. In redemption, in the atonement, in the work, the finished work of Calvary, we have been granted this access again into the very presence of God. And he says, come near him. Come close. I want to walk with you. I want you to be my companion. Isn't that great, Edward? That this great God, he says, I want to be your friend. And so when we sing this, it's, oh, again, that little word, oh, it comes up a lot in our songs. And I've been noticing more now, you know. It's, oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy divine. It ought to make us get a little excited. I have Jesus with me all the time. You might say, Brother Phil, I don't have that. Well, God is inviting you to come. He's inviting me to come. Lord, I can do better. I want to know you better. I want to love you more. May that be the cry of our hearts. And that's why we're encouraged and exhorted to be filled with the Spirit. Why? Because that's what makes Jesus real. The Holy Spirit was given to make Jesus real to you and to me. That's not just someone we read about in the book, but he's someone that's with us all the time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for our campers today, that you would make yourself real and precious to them, that they would know this friendship with Jesus. Oh God, be with them on their hike day. Wherever they may go, whatever they may do, Lord, keep your good hand upon them and help them to know that you are near. Lord, come to the counselors, Lord. Lord, as they work with these children, Lord, I pray that they would sense your presence, that they would learn to walk with you and depend upon you in every situation. And for us, Lord, teach us. We can learn these lessons better. We can know you better. We can love you more. And so, Lord, you help us. You draw our hearts today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And may it be something that just wells up. What a joy it is. God, fill us with that joy. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I guess we're on to verse 3. Should we let Sister Judy sing it by herself? No, we'll sing it with you. Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm leaning on his loving breast along life's weary way. My path illumined by his smiles grows brighter day by day. No foes, no woes my heart can fear with my almighty friend.
time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, walk with us today, Lord. You will walk with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated.
So, Brother Trevor, just give us a little report what's happening in the village. Brother Trevor is a counselor in the village. I think, were you here recently in testifying?
Mm-hmm. No? Thank the Lord for what he's been doing in the village, the boys. We know God has been working. There's been several altar calls and different meetings, and many boys went up to the front to pray and to receive prayer. And so, we've seen God's hand at work for sure. We're also in a battle, though. As we've also seen, like a few incidents the past couple days where kids just kind of melting down or acting out. And so I just feel like it's the enemy that's, you know, trying to hinder or, you know, tamper with what God has been doing. And so we want to just trust the Lord to give the victory.
Amen.
Yes.
And to prevail over the enemy.
Amen.
And to do what he has purposed to do in the lives of these boys while they're here.
Yes.
And we thank the Lord. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And the Lord is able, and we're trusting him to do his complete work, all that he has purposed and desired to do. So thank the Lord. The meetings have been really good, so we're very thankful.
Praise the Lord. Someone pray for the boys again.
Jesus.
And for Brother Trevor.
Lord, we thank you for your good work, Lord, and for your thoughts.
Yes.
And your intents. So, Lord, accomplish your perfect will,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Bring your peace over the village,
Jesus.
And known as the native, Lord, that whole area.
Yes.
Lord, let your presence minister life. Lord, draw attention. Continue to draw the attention of the boys to yourself,
Yes.
that they may
Yes,
know your presence, and they may hear your voice and to follow you, and that your work would go deep into their hearts. Strengthen the counselors, Lord. Brother Trevor and the rest of them, Lord.
Yes.
Give them your strength and help and presence. Anoint them afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And give them your wisdom and help to deal with the boys, to encourage, to lift, to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just commit this whole work to you. Cover them in your precious blood and pray. Praise you and thank you for your work and for what you're going to do.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.